just thank you for your presence. We just thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, as we declare this morning that you are faithful as we end 2019 and enter into 2020. We just thank you that your hand is upon us. We just thank you that there are great things in store. Greater things are in store. We just thank you right now for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, the outpouring of your grace, of your love, and of the communion of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, open our eyes, take us deeper, take us to another level, speak to us in the name of Jesus. Let us be transformed into your presence in the same image of Jesus Christ, from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. And as we bring this year to a close and as we enter into 2020 and as we begin to see what God has been saying over the year, and even what God has been saying in the recent weeks, especially with living under an open heaven, the Spirit without measure, a new era. We've been hearing this term, and I just began to sort of recount or at least see what has God been doing, and especially I'm going back to about September, October of last year, because as you even heard Pastor Joseph sharing, I think last week or somewhere along the line, saying something began to happen around that time. And if you recall, that time was the September, end of September / October. So I just want to share with you this morning what are some of the things that we can do to prepare ourselves in this new era, and what is the significance and how we can position ourselves, and what are some of the things that we can do. And I say this as we look at, first of all, let's look at this. So we enter into 2020 in a few days' time, but something happened in October, all right? So how many remember Pastor Joseph saying there's a new era? You heard of that term so far? And that's something, and it began when? If you remember that, he said October, right? Well, on the 29th of September was the new year for the Jewish calendar. And so what they call Rosh Hashanah, right? So if you recall that, and now it's the year 5780. Can you see that on the screen? Everybody say 5780. Now, I want you to see something significant here, is that for the past 10 years, you would have seen 5771, 5772, 5773, 5774, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, and finally what? 80. All right, I want you to see a decade has finished and it has entered into a new decade, into a new 80. All right, so from 79 to 80. I want to say the same thing for 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and finally what? 20. So all you were doing was changing that last number, but suddenly now you have a new number, all right, a new decade, all right? So there's something new that God is doing. There's something significant, I believe, in the Spirit, as you see it in not only in the Jewish calendar, but also in the 2020. But the significance of this is, and I say this not just because of what I'm about to share, but also what I see the Lord has been doing here in this church, and what the Lord has been speaking to us throughout this whole year. All right, and 80 is a very, you see, in the Jewish, let me say this by way of introduction, the number 80 in Hebrew understanding is it's also a letter. Okay, it's a letter. And the letter is called pei. If you see that one there, it's called pei. Pei, and that value for that number is 80. And what's significant it is that the pei is not just the name of the alphabet, it is also a word. And that word means mouth or word. Okay, it's literally the word mouth. Not only is the pictograph a actual mouth, but the actual meaning of the name of the letter is also a mouth. Okay, so what is so significant is the year, all right, of the mouth. Whose mouth? The voice of the Lord. Okay, so I want to show you in Numbers chapter 3, verse 16, just to show you that is, there's a verse in Numbers 3:16 that says, so Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. That the word there is that word pay, that which comes out of the mouth of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so this is a very significant thing here in this new decade of, you know, now we're beginning this 5780 or even 2020 in this new era. You're going to see the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord. And so in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, I want to show you, and maybe we're going to read what Pastor Joseph shared with us about the definition of the new era, okay? And it says this, it's a period of time marked by distinctive character or events, a point in time from which succeeding years are numbered. Before we continue, I just want to declare this morning that we are living in significant times. We are living in times that are awesome because the Lord is doing something mightiful, powerful in the name of Jesus. For the Holy Spirit is pouring out the Holy Spirit upon our lives from greater measure, and we're going to live under an open heaven, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, who has the Spirit without measure, and we're going to receive and receive and receive until the church begin to rise to the fullness of the stature of Christ and be equipped and fully ready in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And so let me read 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, which is a verse we have been hearing a lot throughout the whole year. You know, we've been talking about increase, the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, greater measure of the outpouring of the Spirit. And it says this, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Amen. And so God has been amplifying that verse throughout the whole year. There's an outpouring, and we're receiving. And so I want to open up now Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22. And this is the time of the baptism of Jesus, okay? So I want you to see that we are living in significant times, and God is doing something great in our lives, and there's going to be breakthroughs, I believe. Amen? But here in Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22, it tells us here, this is the story of when Jesus was being baptized. And who was he baptized by? John the Baptist, right? And so in verse 21, it says, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was open, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form, like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased. I want you to pay attention to these verses here for a moment. Jesus was baptized, and what happened? The heavens opened. Is that right? The heaven was open. All right, and here we have this theme going on for 2020. The heaven are opened. Living under an open heaven, the Spirit without measure. And here we see the heavens were open. And what happened? The Holy Spirit descended. What does that sound like? The outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we've been talking about. But more than that, what happens next? The Holy Spirit, there's an outpouring. This Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon Jesus. And what happened? And a voice. Everybody say a voice. A voice came from heaven. Okay, we're going to hear the voice. This is the year, this is a time, this is a period of time where God's voice is going to be so clear. Amen. So number one, I'm going to share 3 points with you this morning. The first thing is, expect the voice of the Lord to be very clear in our lives. All right, in this 5780 or 2020, and they begin to see the Lord, experience the Lord, believe it, that you and I will come into a place where we will hear the voice of God accurately, clearly. So I declare this morning that the spirit of wisdom and revelation, to have an ear what this Holy Spirit is saying. Lord, we just declare right now that our hearts are open, our ears are open right now in the name of Jesus to hear or what you have to say, Holy Spirit, to us personally, what you have to say to this church locally, what you have to say to the church universally, what you have to say to us prophetically, in the mighty name of Jesus, we open our hearts to receive from you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And so in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, believe and receive that the word of the Lord, God is speaking. God is a speaking God. Amen. God is a speaking God. And so we got to come to a place of receiving. What does, in this passage of, in the verse that we just read, he says, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. So we're going to hear the father's voice, like a father-son relationship. All right. God is taking us through a time of intimacy and we are calling him Abba Father. Amen. So we're going to hear the voice of the father, the voice of approval, the voice of the father that says, I love you. I am pleased with you. Amen. He's a loving father. Psalms 110, it says this from verse 1 to 4. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. See, I want to say this. The Lord said to my Lord, the Father began to declare to the Son. The Lord decreed. What did he say? Sit at my right hand. So I want to ask all of us this morning, what is God saying? All right, listen to what God is saying. This is the sound of the Father's, the voice, the Father speaking to the Son. He says, sit at my right hand. This is the voice of victory. This is the voice of authority. This is the voice of government. The government of God shall be upon his shoulders, and to the increase of his government there shall be no end. So I want to declare that we're going to hear a sound of the voice of victory. Amen. And that's what we've been declaring for the past few years. We will win. Is that victory or is that losing? Who likes to lose? No one likes to lose. Is that right? We love to win. We will win because we believe what the Word of God says about who we are, what we have, and what we can do. God wants to take us out of from our lives and let us know that we are kings and priests. Because of his precious blood, he washed us with his blood and made us kings and priests. So we have the voice of approval of the Father. We have the sound of the voice of victory. And I want to take you to Amos chapter 3. We usually verbalize verse 3, which is walk and agree with what God says. But I want you to take you now to verse 7 and verse 8. It says this, surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Amen. So the voice of God is coming like the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's roaring loud and clear in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? The Lord has spoken. Who can but declare? What the Lord has spoken. Amen. So I want to say that God's voice is going to be clear, it's going to be loud, and it's going to be louder than the voice of the enemy in our lives. All the voices, the thoughts, the condemnation, guilt, and all of these things in the name of Jesus, we declare this morning that the voice of God, the voice of approval of the Father, the loving Father, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, will begin to speak forth in our lives and call every demonic activity and every demonic voices to leave in the name of Jesus. Let every heart and every minds be free this morning as the Father begin to speak from heaven in the name of Jesus, so that everything that can be shaken will be shaken, but that which remain will be that which is of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. So I declare the voice of God is loud and clear in Jesus' name. Amen. These are going to be times and seasons where we're going to hear the voice of God personally, all right? Personally, all right? God wants to, he desires to speak with us, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you and to me, amen? I mean, I've just been doing an observation, okay? Like I said, I've been looking at what God has been saying throughout the year. I'm also looking at what God has been doing in the last few months, and I'm also looking at what God is doing in my life. And you know, God has taken us through a lot. You know, we've learned about how much God loves us, you know, at the start of the year. Who remembers that? To love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We begin to work on hearing the word of God. And I believe that as we begin to take these things and begin to practice those things, you know, you'll realize that there's going to be an increase. I used to try to, I wouldn't call it journal, but I used to like to, you know, take a record of the things that God, you know, spoke to me personally. So I used to write it down at first, and then I started to write it on my computer. Then I got a bit lazy. Then I found it a bit slacked a little bit. And so then I started doing only the important ones that God impressed in my heart. So I have a record of some of those things throughout the years. But in this year, when we learn about hearing the voice of God, and we were encouraged to journal and to have accountability. And as I begin to do that, you know, I realize that, and as I discipline myself to do that and make sure that I do record those things, and, you know, you realize that, you know, the things that I've been writing in the past where I did it in small measure and I did it, you know, I wasn't sure whether that was the right thing to do. I just did it just because, you know, but when I had this real assurance that God speaks to me and I can hear the voice of God, and it's as simple as, some of you forgot, quieting yourself down, fixing your eyes on Jesus, tuning to spontaneity and running it down. You see, so oftentimes, you know, I've begun to learn how to discern when do the spontaneous thoughts come and when they don't. You know what I'm kind of saying? It's made me conscious in that era. And so as I look at now at the ending of the year, and I look at the journaling that I've been doing, or the things that I've been recording down, what I feel God has been putting in my heart, I realize I have double of what I had written last year. I probably have triple, double of all I've written in the past 3 or 4 years. So I really feel that, wow, the download is really coming. The download is really coming. And these are just not things for me to share here, but these are things that God puts in my heart so that I can have a personal transformation. But I do believe that I can see that God's voice is going to be clearer, clearer, and louder in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can you believe that with me? Amen. Amen. It's for us. It's for us, because God is a speaking God. Otherwise, he's dead, right? But he's alive. And so I believe, and I choose to believe, that God is speaking to his church. And we're going to hear his voice. All right. Number two. All right. In this time, it is my responsibility then to hear. It is my responsibility now to hear him. You know, and I remember Pastor was sharing with us, you know, and made that statement. He says, behind every message, there is a voice. Everybody say that with me. Behind every message, there is a voice. That means God is speaking. God is speaking to us. God is just putting something into our spirit. Not speaking to me for someone else, speaking to me. Personally, does that make sense? So there's a message there. Hear and tune our ears to hear that. Many times we can miss it though, because we thought it was just a message. We just thought it was another sermon. We just thought it was another scripture that we're familiar with. All right. The Bible tells us to do two things: take heed what you hear, and take heed how you hear. Again, I'm not going to go too much in details in this. I think you understand what I mean by that. He who has an ear, the scripture says, and that's in Revelation. And this is speaking to, these are the last days. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. What is the Lord saying? It's very important. Amen. And Jesus said that 7 times to all the 7 churches, it must be so important to be hearing what God is saying. It's not good enough to say, well, you know, we'll just take it, you know. I mean, yeah, we do take one day at a time. We do take one step at a time. But it's important that as we do that, we hear the voice of God, because Jesus wants us to hear what he is saying. Amen. Hearing, as we have heard in the past, has to do with listening and doing. Shema. Hearing has to do with an attitude. It's an attitude. If you read Proverbs chapter 2, you will see there's an attitude. You receive his command. You know, you apply it in our hearts. We seek for it. We search for it. We hunger for it. We incline our ears to it. And so listening is not just the act of listening or even trying to do, but it's more so with an attitude to hear. It's to have an ear to hear to. And the Bible, as you can see, as you read the Bible in the Proverbs, and as you keep reading, not just Proverbs, Deuteronomy, and you read those books and you really see, incline your ear. Take heed to what I need to say to you, what God is saying. God is saying, incline your ear, take heed, be diligent to listen. So it must be very important. So it has to be an attitude of the heart. What is the attitude of the heart? When I come to listen to the word of God, what kind of attitude do I bring when I'm right here, right now? Is God speaking? Am I hearing the voice behind the message? Another thing is my responsibility here to hear is today when I hear his voice. Everybody say today. Today. There's every time God speaks, there's a today. When God speaks now, this is today. And you see, this is one of those words that reappear in the book of Deuteronomy. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy is God giving them the blessings and the promises of the land for them to enjoy. And he gives them, this is what you ought to do. You ought to love me with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Be diligent in that. Don't run away from that. Don't go into idolatry. Don't do all these kind of other things because cursings will follow you. If you obey me, blessings will follow you. If you disobey me, if you don't listen to what I'm saying, then cursing will come upon you. And there's one word that keeps reappearing. Today, today, today when you hear. And what happened? And what was the tragic thing that happened in that period of time was when God told them that they had to go in to possess the land, and they sent the spies in the land, right? The 12 spies went and the 10 came back. What did the 10 say? They, with unbelief, and they didn't believe, they doubted God, and they, what did they say? They caused the whole children of Israel not to enter in. Only two had good reports. Is that right? So the 10 came back. What happened? Today, when you hear his voice, they missed their today. Everybody say, they missed their today. Because of that, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years as a result. What was meant to be an 11-day journey took 40 years. And at the close of 40 years, then finally they got to their destination, and it was there they were to cross over to the promised land. And you see, what they tried to do here, what they did was they heard it, but they didn't hear it. They went in, they came back, they did not believe it, right? And then because they fell back and because God rebuked them and all that kind of stuff, the next day, do you know what they did the next day? The next day they tried to go in because they realized, oh no, I messed up. And then what did they do? They tried to go back. And what happened? Was it successful or was that a failure? Failure, all right? Because why? When they heard it, it was for today. Today. So today, when you and I hear the voice of God, don't delay it. Because when we start delaying it and then we try to go back to it and realize it's too late, that was that day. This is today. So there are words that God speaks to us for today. And I want to say this, we ought not to delay it. Okay? Because, you know, and then this is something that, you know, I personally, these are the things that I have to be very conscious of, not to put things off, not to delay things, because I have a good tendency of forgetting if I delay things, all right? So I have to be very conscious that whenever I'm asked to do something, I got to do it as much as I can, do it as immediately as I can, because I have a tendency to forget. This is just the way I've been for so many years, but I am being changed by from glory to glory, amen? But this is a clear warning from the Lord saying, today, when you hear his voice, don't miss today, all right? Today when God speaks, don't miss it, all right? Otherwise, it's just another 40 years in the wilderness. No one wants that, amen? I want to say one more thing here. I want to turn to Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 to 21. Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 to 21. So number one, God's voice is loud and clear. Number two, my responsibility is to hear him, because God's mouth, God's word is coming out, coming forth. But here in verse 18, if you've got it there, you can read it on the screen. Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, okay? This is, they were at Mount Sinai, okay? They've come out of the land of Egypt. They've been freed. They've come to, they go on Mount Sinai there. And now all the people, okay, they were given the Ten Commandments. And here all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. When the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin." So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. Now, I'm going to read a little bit in between the lines here. This is how the Lord ministered to me when I heard this, okay? I'm not saying that this is the interpretation of the verse, but in an application form, this is what I, you know, here the Lord wanted to speak to them. Can you see that? The Lord came down personally so that they would audibly hear his voice, but the people refused it. They say, "You speak to Moses, Moses will speak to us," right? Okay? And they stood from afar, all right? It kind of spoke to me. How many times God wants to speak to me? How many times God wants to speak to us? All right, but we say, but we're content with, let's just hear another message on Sunday. You speak to Moses. We want to hear you. We hear you. It's all right. We're going to hear it, but you don't come and speak to us. It's too much. It's too much for us, all right? We're content with something else. You speak. We want another filter so we don't hear. So that's what I'm saying. We'll not just be content with a message. God wants to personally come to us and begin to speak to us. There is a voice behind the message, more than just the person who is speaking, but God wants to personally speak that word. You know, I love it when people share the word of God, because I sit down and I normally like to scribble things, because they speak things, and sometimes the things that they say just triggers so many spontaneous thoughts. You know, I mean, for me personally, it's not always when I sit quietly and wait for a spontaneous thought to come. When I, like, you know, Dino could be sharing the word of God and I just listen to him. He didn't even mean saying that, but he's talking about a subject which is in a way related, and so many spontaneous thought begins to flow in my mind, and I write those down. I was like, wow. You see, this is what I mean. There is a voice behind the, you know, the message here. There's a voice. God is speaking. And so what I'm saying is, God wants to come and speak to us. Don't refuse him. Don't just be content with another message. And look what happens when we do that. When we just want, we're content with something else, or we want something in between. We don't want that encounter with the Lord. What happens? The people stood afar off. But tell me, what did Moses do? He drew nearer. Okay? So you can see here, when we begin to hear what God is saying, we have this right attitude. We're wanting to hear it. We're going to get closer and closer. Otherwise, what's going to happen? We're going to stand from afar. We're just happy to just be a spectator. All right? But here is different. Moses did the exact opposite. So here's going to be a time of when we begin to hear his voice, we're going to draw nearer and closer to God. Amen? Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 31, it says this. "So they come to you as people, they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them, for with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain." All right? So this is something that's sad, isn't it? We can hear messages, but we never do it, and we enjoy hearing it, and we just, because we have maybe our personal agenda, we have other things we're concerned about, and we are not changed. Now, this is a question that I ask myself. How do I know that I'm really, really hearing the voice of God? Okay? Now, of course, we got to discern it with scriptures. We got to be accountable and all these things. But what is the fruit that when I hear the voice of God, how do I know I'm really hearing the voice of God? I think beyond of you read what God is saying to me, what we will see is the fruit, which means my life will be a testimony. So if I'm hearing the voice of God and I'm not changed or I'm not growing, okay, let me put it this way. How do I know I am not hearing? All right, I will know because I am neither changing nor growing. All right, because if God is speaking to me, I will change. I will grow. That's why today when you hear His voice, then we're going to adjust something. Today when you hear His voice, something changes. So my life will change. Amen? So this is maybe one thing we can ask ourselves. Am I growing? Am I changing? Am I getting better? Am I growing more mature in the Word of God? Am I growing? All right? So this is a question we need to ask ourselves. Last one here this morning. Are you still following with me this morning? Amen? So the Lord's voice is loud and clear. And now it's my responsibility to hear. How do I hear? Am I drawing near? Am I standing from afar? Okay, number three, the last one here. A time to declare what the Father has decreed. Okay, if you look at the last, right from September, if you've been flowing with the prayer meetings and all that, I'm sure you would have heard, we've watched some videos on YouTube and things like that. It's a time to declare. I think those who have been flowing and really knowing can't understand what I'm actually saying right now. We've been declaring, we've been learning how to speak what God is speaking. And that's been reoccurring for the past 3, 4, 5 months. Clearly that message has been continuous. So this is the year of the mouth, of the pay mouth. And we are not just God's voice is going to be clear, but you and I will begin to declare what God has what God is speaking. So we've been talking about three things: waiting, receiving, and declaring. Okay, it should be declaring, not declaration. Waiting, receiving, and declaring. All right, so we've been waiting on the Lord, learning how to receive. But above that, so once we receive it, we are to proclaim it, we are to declare it. So we're going to change the vocabulary of our speech to speak like what God, the way God speaks. We're going to take heed. Now, I know we've heard this. Take heed what you hear and how you hear. And I'll put a little spin on it. Take heed what you speak and how you speak. Okay, you may not find that verse particularly in the Bible, but we got to take heed how and what we speak. So change the way we speak from negative to positive, from gossip to, you know, just be honest and truthful and open, you know, and things like that. All right? So the Word of God, nothing is going to happen apart from the Word of God. We know that God made all things, and without His Word, nothing was made that was made. And so God's Word is going to be in our mouth, and we're going to begin to declare and speak it, because God's voice, you see, we as people, what we do is God's Word, all right? We give a voice to the Word of God. God is speaking, but who's going to be the voice on the earth? We are to be the voice of the earth. We give a voice to the Word of God. Amen? I want to read just a couple of verses here, and we'll close with this. So how? Quick question here before we read the verses. How am I going to change my vocabulary? How am I going to start speaking like God? Get into the Word. Get into the Word. Know the Word. Things like what the Bible teaches is very good, solid food, you know, to help us to mature. Get into the language of the Scriptures, because the language of the Scripture is how God speaks. And so we learn how to speak through that. You know, we've heard testimonies how many people learn English through the Scriptures, all right? When I write things, you know, I look at the way I write, because I'm never someone who writes a lot. I just didn't like reading and writing and things like that. But I do believe that after, you know, going through the Bible so much and reading other materials, your English does improve, okay, a little bit, okay? Just encourage myself a little bit, okay? It's not that bad. It's not that terrible. But I realize that the style that I write is not Shakespeare's English. It's not like novel kind of writing. Of course, I don't think I'd get to that point, and I'm not sure if I want to anyway. But I realize that the way that I write is style-wise, my style is more like biblical sort of English that you see in the Scriptures. You know, sometimes I pray, and you know, what would you say in normal circumstances? Don't fear, right? But sometimes you feel like saying, fear not, just because it's New King James or you know something. And that sort of vocabulary, I mean, whether we know it or not, but it does have an impact of how we speak and how we say things. And so the more I'm in tune with the Word of God, it will change the way I speak. It will change the way I pray. It will change the way I think, the way my speech. So not that I have perfect New King James English or King James English, but I'm just saying it does affect. Anyway, so get into the Word of God, amen? I want to just read a couple of verses here. Romans 4, 16 to 17, it says this. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according of grace. No, not this one. Okay, I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11 to 14. For this is the commandment which I command you today. See that today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us, who bring us to us, that we may hear it or do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But where's the word? The word is very near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. So God is not just going to put his word here, but he's going to put it in our heart. It's near us. We have the word of God and it's going to be in our mouth. So we're going to speak what God is speaking. So it's just going to, not just going to be here, it's going to be in our heart. For God said, I will write my law in your hearts and in your mind, and it's going to be in our mouth as we speak it out. And the final verse here in Ezekiel 37, verse 4 to 5 and 7. And this is the prophet Ezekiel by the dry bones. What does God say to him? Again, he said to me, this is God speaking to Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. This is the Lord God prophesying. This is the Lord God speaking. And what is Ezekiel to do? In verse 7, he says here, so I prophesied as I was commanded. Amen. So you and I, in this period of time, in this next decade or whatever, you know, until Jesus returns, God is teaching us how to speak the way he speaks. And so we're going to learn in this season of time to begin to declare the word of the Lord. Amen. And when we speak the word of God, you can see when God spoke the word, things begin to take place. We speak the word when the way God speaks it, you know, we believe it. I mean, there's so many more things we could go into. Romans chapter 10, for instance. But anyway, that might be for another time. But as we do that, I believe more and more, you know, as you speak that, you know, you speak those things, you call those things out as though they were. This is what God began to do. You know, he began to do that. And so, you know, even in your time, you know, as I, you know, practice the things that we learn. Every time we hear something here, you know, learn it, practice it, put it. You'll see the increase. And speak to yourself and begin to say those things as though they are. All right? You say, thank you, Lord. I receive this. I receive it. And I receive it. And then you can speak that over your life. So in the name of Jesus, I want to declare this, these 3 points this morning in this new era that we are in, an era of glory, era of change, of glory, from glory to glory, and a time of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I declare this morning in the name of Jesus that the voice of God is loud and clear. No longer will the people say, I can't hear, I don't know how to hear, I don't know how to do it, I'm not good enough to hear it. But the Lord God, he will begin to speak from heaven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are receiving ears this morning to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Our hearts are being moved. Our hearts are being drawn closer and closer and closer and closer. No longer will we be running away. No longer will we just be standing or sitting down doing nothing. But there's a hunger. I activate right now in the name of Jesus, hunger and thirst in Jesus' name. Hunger and thirst in Jesus' name. We will not be content with just the usual. We will not be content with just another sermon. We will not be content with another routine, another service, another religious routine. But in the name of Jesus, let there be such a hunger right now to be activated in every believer, every saint right now in Jesus' name, to hear the voice of God. You say, I want it. I want it. I want the truth. There is much more. There's much more. There's deeper and deeper. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. There's got to be more in the name of Jesus. And I declare that today when we hear His voice, we will not run away, but we will draw closer. We will receive the word and begin to act upon it. We're going to possess the promised land. We're going to cross over right now in the name of Jesus. It's a time to cross over. It's a time to cross over into 2020, into this new era that the Lord is giving us, a time of breakthrough, a time of increase, where the voice of the Lord will give us confidence, will give us assurance, will give us strength in the name of Jesus. Power and authority over powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. So we declare the governing authority of Jesus this morning in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you're raising up from this place mouthpiece, those that will begin to flow in the prophetic. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak your destiny over this nation. We speak your destiny over this university. We speak your destiny over every believer gathered here today. We thank you, Lord, for the destiny that you have for your church. For your church is eternal. And according to the eternal destiny that you have for your church, we declare that your church is victorious. We declare that your church is united. We declare that your church is perfect in Jesus' name, spotless, blameless, going on to maturity in the name of Jesus. And I declare over every one of us today, we are winners. We are winners. We will win in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 2020 and in this new era, we are going to win and win in the name of Jesus. No more losing, no more standing on the fence, but we're rising. Rising in the name of Jesus. So receive what the Lord God is speaking to us right now and begin to take it and step higher and go higher in the name of Jesus. And you shall, strength shall be renewed like the eagle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.